This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The central government has reduced the central excise duty on petrol and diesel by 10 rupees per litre each for domestic consumption. In a social media post, Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said the decision has been taken in view of the West Asia crisis. The minister said this move will provide protection to consumers from rise in prices. She further noted that duties have been imposed on exports of diesel at 21.5 rupees per litre and on aviation turbine fuel at 29.5 rupees per litre, which will ensure adequate availability of these products for domestic consumption. The central government has also decided to increase the commercial LPG allocation of states to 70%, with 20% allocation given to industries such as steel, automobile, textile and other labour-intensive industries. Announcing this in a social media post, Union Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri said the move aims to ease the supply of commercial LPG. He added that priority will be given to those industries where piped gas is not a substitute. Mr. Puri also clarified that rumours of a lockdown in India are completely false and there is no such proposal under consideration by the government. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has also dismissed reports that suggested the government could consider a lockdown-like measure. Finance Minister called such reports baseless and said there was no such move being considered.
Some leaders are saying there will be a lockdown, there will be shortages of LPG, shortages of diesel and so on. These are absolutely baseless, and remarks such as these coming from leaders in political domain is really worrisome. Instead of keeping people together in confidence and giving them the assurance that the central government and state governments are working together, there shall not be any lockdown.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will interact with chief ministers of all states through video conferencing this evening on the West Asia conflict to review state preparedness and plans. Sources said the meeting will focus on ensuring coordinated efforts in the spirit of Team India. However, the chief ministers of election-bound states will not be part of this meeting due to the enforcement of the Model Code of Conduct. Earlier, Prime Minister Modi had made a statement in both houses of parliament over the ongoing conflict in West Asia and explained India's position on the issue. He said the government is ensuring smooth supplies of petrol, diesel, oil, gas and fertilizers. He informed the House that India has expanded its energy import sources from 27 countries to 41 countries over the past 11 years, thereby reducing dependence on any single region. Balendra Shah, the parliamentary party leader of the Rashtriya Swatantra Party, RSP, took oath as Nepal's youngest prime minister today. The 35-year-old RSP leader was administered the oath of office in secrecy by President Ramchandra Podail at the president's office in Sheetal Nivas. In Uttar Pradesh, the festival of Ram Navami is being celebrated today with religious fervour. The main attraction of the celebration is in Ayodhya, where Surya Snan took place at Sri Ram Janmabhoomi Temple. A report.
More than 10 lakh people are in Ayodhya today to celebrate Ram Navami. Devotees are taking bath in Saryu River and Ram ki Pedi before doing darshans of Lord Rama. Various kinds of Ram bhajans like Bhay, Pragat, Kripala, Deen Dayala, Kaushalya Hitkari are reverberating in the city of Ayodhya. At Sri Ram Janmabhoomi Temple, after Abhishekam of Lord Ram in the morning, the Surya Tilak took place in the Sanctum Sanctorum at exactly 12 noon when a beam of sunlight fell on the forehead of the deity for approximately 4 minutes, creating a divine and historic spectacle. After that, 56 offerings were made to the deity. The temple is open for darshan till late night to accommodate the large influx of pilgrims. Sushil Chandra Tiwari, Akashvani News, Lucknow.
On the third day of the Khelo India Tribal Games currently underway in Chhattisgarh, competitions in swimming, weightlifting, hockey and football are being held today in Raipur. Meanwhile, wrestling events are also commencing today at Ambikapur, the headquarters of the Sarguja division. In football, during the women's group stage matches played this morning, Jharkhand defeated Assam by 9-1. In another match, Gujarat registered a dominant victory over Andhra Pradesh, scoring 25 goals while conceding none. And with that, we end this news bulletin.